afternoon, friends, and welcome into the Mike Allen Show on your Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM. It's a Monday. Going to be with you just about every day this week, except for Independence Day on Friday. So took several days off last week, spending a little family time. So I'll be good for a little bit more consistency this week. And we're thrilled today. I mean, you know, always thrilled to spend time with you coming from our palatial studios. But having in the palatial studios here in God's country, straight from Pensacola, Florida, regular guest Chelsea Zimmerman, who's been in Louisville for the Right to Life National Convention. Chelsea, welcome to the Bluegrass.
Nice to see you finally in person.
And you can see me wearing my wife's Dollar Tree glasses because mine broke. So,
Dollar Tree glasses broke?
My Dollar Tree glasses broke. I know I need to probably step it up just a little bit.
That's all my mom gets now. She refuses to do the prescription thing, and and she loses them too easily.
Yeah, when I go to the Dollar Tree, I usually buy about five at a time, that way I can keep them for a while. But thanks for being here and for taking time out to drive over from Louisville.
Yep.
Now, did you drive all the way up to the...
Yes, I drove up to Louisville. It was about a nine-hour drive. As long as it's within a day for me, I'll usually drive somewhere. Because, I mean, people have told me there may be ways to do it, but I don't know if they're how I'm not sure about renting accessible cars with hand controls and things like that. So flying places is not, by myself. When I'm traveling by myself, it's not something I've really tried to do. So,
well, I was doing a little internet research, as I try to do from time to time, and just Googled up your name and saw the interesting YouTube demonstration of how to enter and exit a car that you put out back in 2010.
Yeah, I actually recorded that when I was on Life on the Rock. I did a little kind of recorded my own little testimony, and they played some video in the background for while I was speaking, and they wanted some background footage and video footage, and one of those was getting in and out of the car was a pretty easy one to put up there, and actually it's been viewed like a couple dozen thousand times.
Oh wow, that's fantastic!
People do a lot of researching. I mean, it's interesting to see. There are also some weirdos out there who...
Imagine that.
Yeah, but we won't get into that.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear about your experience at the Right to Life Convention and then a couple of your articles from your blog. And I linked her blog from the show blog, MikeAllenShow.blogspot.com, but you can also go straight to ReflectionsOfAParalytic.com, where Chelsea's had been blogging there for how many years now?
Oh, since 2006. So eight years.
Yeah. And then you're the chief editor for Catholic Lane, and then managing editor for Ignitum Today and Catholic Stand.
Yeah.
There you go. It came to me. Mm-hmm. So we always open the show with prayer, and today is the feast day of the Roman martyrs.
Okay.
Those who, I think, Nero first victimized for their faith. And we certainly keep in mind all those throughout the world whose lives are under threat because of their faith, I think particularly in Syria and Iraq and other places of great tension. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, who consecrated the abundant first fruits of the Roman Church by the blood of the martyrs, grant, we pray, that with firm courage we may together draw strength from so great a struggle and ever rejoice at the triumph of faithful love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kind of asking a fun question of the day today, just because it's summer, and, I see kids not playing outside like we did back in the day. So what was your favorite neighborhood, outdoor, sort of spontaneous game? You know, something like kick the can, or spud, or wiffle ball, or whatever it may be. If you've got a comment anytime during the program, or if you've got a question for my guest, Chelsea Zimmerman, 855-949-1380, or email me, MikeAllenShow@gmail.com. We're going to give away a prize today. Two books that we've got here. One is a short biography of John the 23rd, St. John the 23rd, and another one of St. John Paul II, both canonized together back on April 27th on Divine Mercy Sunday. And shameless plug for Chelsea, actually met St. John Paul II.
You did?
And we don't know if we can attribute his sainthood to that meeting, but anything's possible. Yeah. All right, so here's the question. All you got to do is, you know, when you play outdoor games, you've got a method sometimes that you use of picking who's it, right? Say you're playing freeze tag or whatever. So there's a, you know, if you grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s like I did, you may know this. All you got to do is tell me what comes next in this particular method of picking who's it. What comes after the two words, and you got to say the whole thing, right? Bubblegum, bubblegum. All right? You've never heard of that one before?
I've never heard of that.
Is that only a Central Kentucky thing? Am I crazy?
I don't know.
Jason? Oh, yeah, Jennifer knows it. Okay, so what comes after bubblegum, bubblegum? 855-949-1380, 855-949-1380, and you can win these two short biographies of St. John Paul II and St. John the 23rd by Kerry Walters. Look like great little books. Again, in the childhood method of picking who's it for a game, what comes after the phrase bubblegum, bubblegum? Looks like the phone bank is lining up, so we'll see who that is in just a minute. So you came over from Louisville today?
No, I was in Frankfurt last night.
Oh, capital city.
Yeah, and so then just came over from there today. So it wasn't a bad drive.
No, not bad at all. And so we got Teresa calling up. We'll see if we can give away these books. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. So are you a child of the 60s, 70s, or 80s?
70s and 80s, and I grew up in Illinois, so I don't think it's a Kentucky thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it's obviously spreads beyond that. So what comes after bubblegum, bubblegum?
In a dish, how many pieces do you wish?
Very good. And then you got to count out. Somebody's got to pick a number, right?
Right, exactly. You do the number, and then you say, and then, of course, it depends if you want to say, and you are it or you are not it, depending on who you want to get.
Did they ever do, did you ever do one potato, two potato, three potato, four?
You know, vaguely I remember that, but
You had to choose little potatoes or big potatoes. And you always had that great line, my mother told me to pick the very best one, and you are not it. Or not it. Yeah, either one. Well, congratulations, Teresa. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jennifer will get your information.
Thanks so much. Enjoy your show.
All right. Thanks. Take care. All right. So, wow. So somebody else knew it, and your headphones weren't working?
No, they weren't.
So you didn't hear the answer?
Uh-uh.
Bubblegum, bubblegum in a dish. You know, it's like bubblegum, bubblegum. You're going around the circle. How many pieces do you wish? Somebody has to say the number.
That does sound familiar now that I've heard the rest of it.
And then the one you land on is it.
Oh, okay.
See, you're what are you, 30?
Mm-hmm, 30. I'll be 32 in September.
See, you're young. Even younger than Jason sitting out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you were the latchkey generation probably, unlike me, growing up old school. Anyway, so you were in Louisville.
Yeah.
Where in Louisville was the convention?
Galt House.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It was nice. I didn't stay there. I stayed down the road at a more affordable
hotel. Oh, really?
Myself. But it wasn't too far away, so I was able to drive there every morning for the convention.
Do they have this every year?
Yeah. I don't know when it started. The first one I went to was when it was in Jacksonville.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, 2 years ago.
So you've been to it every year since then?
No, I didn't go because I think last year it was in Texas. It just wasn't within driving distance for me, so I didn't go down there for that. And then when I heard it was going to be in Louisville and not too far, driving-wise, I said, I can go up there. And I've got friends. I have friends in Louisville that good friend of mine from college that I hadn't seen in about 7 years.
Oh, fantastic.
So I was able to visit with her and her family and reunited, had a little reunion with the Missouri Right to Life women who I used to do work for when I was in Missouri. So it was nice. I mean, got to see and meet with it. And then I knew I hadn't met you guys yet, so not too far away. So I thought, hey, this is not a bad trip to make,
So. Well, that's fantastic. So did they have one particular theme for the convention this year or just a variety of things?
I think the banner looked familiar, so I don't know if it's the same for every year. They have Stand for Life was the banner. But not necessarily like one overriding theme for the whole convention. They had different, general sessions each day. There was a different one The first one was The Real War on Women with a panel, like Catherine Jean Lopez was there. And
From National Review, yeah.
And a few other women. And then the second day was about The War on Humans, Wesley Smith and Robert Powell Center for Medical Ethics people about end-of-life stuff. And then the last day was the political stuff. Mitch McConnell came and did his little talk. They usually do that on the last day. The politicians come in on the last day and do their talk. So
we'll break it down a little bit as we go, because I'd love to hear some, especially about the because I know bioethics is a real issue of interest for you. So maybe we'll see what you picked up while you were up there. We'll be back in just a minute. If you've got a comment or question for Chelsea Zimmerman, who is not on the phone but live in the studio, 855-949-1380, or email me, MikeAllenShow@gmail.com. We'll be back in a minute. Your Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Almost 21 minutes past the hour. You're back on the Mike Allen Show and your Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM. The favorite Beatles song ever of my in-studio guest, Chelsea Zimmerman. Not only favorite Beatles song, but favorite Beatle, George Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You're definitely probably not in the majority on that.
I know a lot of people, he's their favorite Beatle.
But, really?
You know, the quiet Beatle. He's, but, yeah, I can see that, I suppose.
George Harrison, and then you're not only a Beatles fan, but a Led Zeppelin fan.
Very big Led Zeppelin.
So British bands.
Yeah.
You like. Not country?
I listen to some country. I mean, those are the two. If I had to, you know, if I would never listen to any other music ever again, that's probably those two are the.
Those two, if you're ever the old famous Trapped on a Desert Island issue or whatever.
Abbey Road would be the album of the Beatles that I would choose. That's a little cliche, I guess, but it is my favorite album, Beatles.
Listen,
album.
It's cliche for a reason, right? Well liked.
Very good album, yeah.
So you've heard Chelsea on about a monthly basis on the program for, gosh, probably at least the last year and a half, I think.
It's been a while.
On the program, but always calling in from Pensacola, Florida, but she's in the state. She's been at the National Right to Life Convention, and, you know, I know you are a Wesley Smith fan, you know, writes a lot on bioethics. That's a big issue for you. You've got your BioTalk series that you've got.
Got Wesley to agree to, you know, anytime I wanted a Skype interview, he said he'd call him anytime. He'd be available. So hopefully we can get him on an episode sometime. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, every time I go to your blog, reflectionsofaparalytic.com, I learn about some new, especially, it seems like I always learn about some new wacky bioethical issue, you know, and I think I sent you a piece earlier today about, this was in the New York Times magazine, I think, and it was about something you've been talking about for a while, the three-person embryo,
right.
And, you know, this constant push of the belief that, well, just because we can do it, some people think we should do it, and that's not always the case. Did you learn anything new at the National Right to Life Convention, a new insight from Wesley? Or?
Well, Wesley was mostly there to talk about, we call them end-of-life issues, but actually I was in a workshop with Bobby Schindler, Terry Schiavo's brother, and he made an excellent point, actually. We call them end-of-life issues, but, you know, these people often aren't at the end of their lives when we're taking these things away from them, food and hydration and just active euthanasia, things like that. We're talking about severely disabled people and not just the terminally ill. Mm-hmm. But we call them end-of-life issues as a easy way to classify them, I guess. So that's what he was mostly there to talk about. That was their... that's what the National Right to Life has the Robert Powell Center for Medical Ethics, and they do a lot about end of life stuff and assisted suicide laws by state and just keeping track of all that stuff. So that was his talk was mostly about. There was one talk, and I mean, I don't want to say I was very disappointed. I mean, National Right to Life did a good job. I mean, most of it was your typical, you know, pro-life stuff about abortion and things like that, and then a lot of end-of-life stuff. So they've got the two ends covered. There was one workshop, the first workshop I went to, called Adult Stem Cells Saving Lives Now, and that was with Dr. David Prentice, who's with Family Research Council, and he did a really good, I mean, I was impressed with it. He did a really good job of, you know, just the basics of stem cell research and cloning and, you know, what's been happening in lately on that front, because there have been, you know, news stories in the last couple of years of scientists here in the United States have successfully cloned human embryos and extracted their stem cells from them. And so just an update on that. And then he ended, which I guess is okay. You know, I mean, he ended with the positive sort of side of stem cell research, which is adult stem cells,
right,
and all of the good things that are happening, and it's great. I mean, adult stem cells are still being used. I mean, I think, you know, a few years ago we were talking about 72 known cures and treatments, and we're up to, you know, we're up to 80, 90 or more than that at this point. And that's all well and good, and I actually snagged Dr. Prentice